USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It should have been stopped a long time ago in China, frankly, when it could have been stopped very easily.
President Trump discussing the coronavirus pandemic in a radio interview this morning. He says reopening the country is a difficult and complicated decision.
We want to get the country open again, and we have to get the country open again, and we'll put out hot spots as they come. And as you know, we're reliant very much and working with them, the governors. And you have some really capable governors.
The president speaking on WWVA in Wheeling, West Virginia, saying most of the country does not have a coronavirus problem right now, and those are the places that need to reopen first. Stocks in the red after another staggering initial jobless claims report, as more than 3.8 million workers filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. And this is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is defending his decision to reopen the Senate next week.
We can modify our routines in ways that are smart and safe, but we can honor our constitutional duty to the American people and conduct our business in person.
McConnell speaking on Fox News there, House leaders scrapped their plans to return to a full-time session next week after consulting with the Capitol physician who advised against it. Besides the economic report this morning showing another soaring number of first-time unemployed employment claims, we've also had a couple of other reports, one showing Americans' personal income is down and also American spending down by more than analysts were expecting. The figures from the government show personal income fell by 2% last month and personal spending fell 7.5% as the coronavirus pandemic continues to drain the economy, the steepest one-month decline in spending in more than a half century. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
At least 4 children are dead, another is missing, after a horse-drawn buggy overturned during a rainstorm in Kentucky. It happened yesterday afternoon in a very rural area of the northeastern part of that state, about an hour east of Lexington. Kentucky State Police say the horse and buggy were crossing a low-water bridge when the buggy overturned. It threw an adult and 5 kids into the water. The adult was quickly rescued, but crews found the bodies of the 4 children, and again, they're still searching for the 5th. Wall Street futures are up after tech stocks reported some solid earnings. Dow futures up 75 points a short time ago. That's 0.3%. The S&P 500 futures are up about 0.1%. NASDAQ futures are up 0.5%. Facebook and Microsoft shares rose in after-hours trading after both tech heavyweights reported promising revenue numbers in spite of the economic wreckage from the coronavirus pandemic. And a surfer in California nursing some minor wounds after a brush with a shark near Moonlight Beach in Encinitas. The attack happened in the afternoon yesterday. Lifeguards did immediately tend to the surfer, who was then taken to a hospital for further treatment, expected to survive. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.